This is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 6. This is letter number 1766, dated Baruch Hashem Yud Menachem Av Tovshin Hey Tovshin Yud Beis, the 10th of Menachem Av, Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe is sending it to the leadership, the administration of Agudas Chasidei Chabad in the Holy Land, Hashem Aleim Yichyu. We've seen the Rebbe before took a very detailed interest in their organization and how things should be doing, and Sholem Uvrocha, the Rebbe says, peace and blessings. The Rebbe says, I'm confirming receipt of your letters of the 24th of Sivan and the 8th day of Tammuz, and two other letters from the 16th of Tammuz, and also a report of your meetings of the 10th and the 13th of Tammuz. And the Rebbe says, I'm surprised that why is there no report on of the other meetings, that according to the plan, every week there needs to be a meeting. Perhaps the Rebbe says it was interrupted because of the summer. Maybe it was a summer break over there. But the Rebbe wants a report every week from the meeting. So the Rebbe says like this. Here the Rebbe is sort of laying down some of what his feelings are and the way things should be. The Rebbe says like this. The work of Chabad in the Holy Land is now standing on a crossroads, which means there is the option. If it's going to be continued and going to be run the way it's been run the last years, that means it is okay, which means if it's going to go okay, if it's not, if it's going to be profitable, then okay. But if not, okay, not so bad, and maybe even better. So there, that was the way they were doing things in the Rebbe's evaluation till now. In other words, that, you know, if it goes well, if it's profitable, then fine, we'll do it. And if not, you know, it'll be okay. And maybe, you know, it's even better. Or you're going to set up the work on a proper basis and development and a fitting expansion, both in the inside and also for the outside. So the Rebbe says, self-understood, that if you are using and following the first way, that does not negate the possibility that later on you should go onto the second way. And in addition to that, the Rebbe says, so first of all, you know, you're saying you're not promising anything, basically. And then, you know, you can still always get involved more. Another thing is that then you don't take upon yourself any responsibility. In other words, you hadn't promised anything, you didn't undertake anything, and on the other hand, for every actions that you do, even the smallest of things, you deserve a thank you in this world and the world to come, because you're not supposed to do it, and you went and you did a favor and you did something small. But if you're going to go on the second path, then you take upon yourself a greater responsibility in the inside and the outside, for the inside and for the outside. And then it is also automatically rejects the possibility to go and hold on to the first ways. However, it's understood that we can't know ahead of time that if in the future you'll have the same abilities and the possibilities to develop the work of Chabad in the Holy Land as they are now. And now they're even less than that it was last year. So we don't know what's going to be in the future. And therefore the Rebbe says, I've asked the Moshe Gorari, that he should make a meeting and they should not make any effort but to give over my view on the way of Chabad, how Chabad should. In other words, don't try to get anybody, persuade anybody, just give over my view how I think Chabad should be run in the Holy Land. And you should suggest to each one to notify me what his view is. In other words, if he goes by the first way, so then it's self-understood that either you will let me know, and also those who won't let me know, and they're not going to respond at all, then I have to consider and add them to the camp and those that follow the first path. Or those who don't want to at all participate in the work of Chabad in the Holy Land. But those, so the Rebbe is giving them a very hard choice over here. But those, in other words, the Rebbe is saying, if one who holds by the first way, so either he's going to let me know, but if he doesn't let me know, then I'm going to assume, the Rebbe says, that he is going in the first directions that, you know, he's not committed. And, or somebody doesn't want to participate at all in the work of Chabad. But those who are really tied to the activities of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, and therefore they want to see the development, and they're prepared to dedicate for this a certain amount from everything that they own, whether it's their monetary and their bodily and even their soul, so then she let me know also, and then I will know if I have the ability to get to a plan of a widening job in the Holy Land, or we had not yet merited this. Rebbe says, you tell me, who do I have to work with, basically? Are you guys on board or not? And the Rebbe says again, I want to emphasize that each one and one should answer specifically just by himself, in his own envelope. So there should be no social pressure over here. I don't want to force anybody. I don't want to shame anybody. I don't want to embarrass anybody. Because this is a very serious matter. And as I said before, we have to invest in this, to put into this, not just money and body, but also the soul. So, the way the people will write above, so there won't be no justification later on, even for themselves, as there was in other matters, in which they publicly signed, and then later on they justified it, whether amongst themselves, or between them and God, or between them and their friends, that what could he do? He couldn't have a choice. He had to sign. In other words, it was social pressure. So he signed on something which he didn't really want, but he really is not there. So the Rebbe says, no. This is going to be a silent a ballot, which is going to be private. Everybody's going to put in. And the Rebbe says, I will see who I have to go to the table with. Now, may it be the will that each one of us should merit to fulfill the mission out of joy, in a wide and in a relaxed way of soul and body, with blessing, bebracha. The Rebbe had another different perspective on the work of Chabad, another perspective of how things should be doing. The Rebbe had to change the mindset of all the Hasidim, those who were helping the Rebbe, but he had to place them in the proper perspective. They should know the expectations. They should know what could be accomplished. They should know what they need to do. And the Rebbe basically was saying, you guys are doing, yes, sometimes that you do a little bit, you're not committed. And if you do something, you need to be told thank you 20 times. In that case, okay, you know what? Let me know that that's where you're ready to do. But the Rebbe was, of course, pushing everybody. Without pressure, the Rebbe says, if that's where you're standing, go ahead, stand like that. But I want you in a private way, nobody will know, you write to me personally. What are your plans? Are you ready to get into this thing with me? Partner with me on a big way and a wide way? Dedicate yourself, give off of yourself, your time, your money, your soul, dedicate. Then I will include you in that group. It's self-understood, as much as the Rebbe says that he doesn't want to put pressure on. This is nevertheless coming from the Rebbe and making everybody just sign up on their own where they're standing. But the Rebbe says, then I don't want any excuses later. Don't excuse yourself. Don't tell me later on, I couldn't, I didn't mean it, it was pressure. You know, and therefore, that's how the Rebbe built the organization to the way it's now, that it's been spread out. This is a powerful, you know, guidance from the Rebbe in the beginning, what the Rebbe needed. I think that to a certain extent, the Rebbe accomplished that his followers were ready to jump in and to go with the Rebbe, that extra what it took in order to bring the success what Chabad has today and the activities that they do.